So many people think that creating engaging content is about being clever or creative all the time. But the most shared content on any platform has something completely different going on. And it's definitely not perfection. There are three layers to content that actually gets noticed. The surface layer is what grabs attention in those crucial first few seconds. The value layer is what keeps them reading once you've got their attention. The connection layer is what makes them want more. Hello and welcome to From Overlooked to Fully Booked. I'm your host, Nikki Hutchison, and I'm delighted you're here. You've just spent 2 hours crafting what you genuinely believe is brilliant content. You research, you write, you edit, you polish. You hit publish with that little flutter of encouragement, already imagining the comments and shares rolling in. And then nothing. Your content disappears like it never existed. Meanwhile, you watch someone else apparently throw out what seems like a random post, maybe a simple question or a quick observation, and suddenly hundreds of people are engaging. The comments are flying, people are sharing it with their networks. You stare at your screen thinking, what am I missing? What do they know that I don't? I'm about to tell you. But first, I need you to do something. Think about the last piece of content that made you stop scrolling on any platform. Really stop. Not just slow down. Have you got it in your mind? Good. Keep that example handy because I guarantee it did exactly what I'm going to explain in this episode. Over the past few weeks, we've been building your marketing foundations. We've covered creating routines that stick, connecting your marketing across platforms, understanding compound growth and strategic content batching. But all of these strategies depend on people actually paying attention to what you create. It doesn't matter how perfectly you batch your content or how strategically you connect your platforms if people are scrolling past everything you share. Today, we're diving into the psychology of attention and why some content stops people dead in their tracks while other content may as well be invisible. Before we get started, if you want to work on implementing these strategies with hands-on support, join me at Marketing Mondays. Every Monday at 9 a.m. UK time, we tackle exactly these kinds of content challenges together. Head to nikkihutchison.com/Mondays to join the community. The problem with content that gets ignored usually isn't the quality. Most business owners I work with create genuinely useful, well-researched, thoughtful content. The information is solid, the advice is sound, they're sharing openly, and the insights are valuable. But it gets completely overlooked at times. Why? You're probably thinking about your own content right now. That post you spent ages crafting that got virtually no response. You know it was good content, so why did it disappear completely? Here's what everyone tells you. Just add more value. But that's exactly why your content gets ignored. The most engaging content I see actually does something completely different. Your ideal clients are drowning in content. Right now, as you're listening to this, they're probably scrolling through LinkedIn during their morning coffee. Maybe you are. I hope not. Please give me your full attention. Maybe they're checking Instagram between meetings, skimming their inbox during lunch. Their brains are processing thousands of pieces of information every single day. To survive this overwhelm, their brains have developed an incredibly sophisticated filtering system. Within 3 seconds or less, 3 seconds or less of seeing your content, their subconscious mind has made a decision. Worth my attention or am I keeping on moving? Most content fails this test, not because it's bad, but because it doesn't trigger the psychological patterns that make our brains hit the brakes. You know this from your own content scrolling behavior. You're moving quickly through your feed, probably half distracted by something else. What makes you actually stop? What makes you think, wait, I need to read this properly? I'm willing to bet it's never the most polished content. It's the content that feels like it was written specifically for you and your exact situation in that given moment. And I'm going to show you exactly how content creators do this. The first thing they understand is the difference between teaching and connecting. Most business owners approach content by thinking, what can I teach my audience today? They share tips, strategies, step-by-step guides, all valuable stuff, often being completely ignored. Why? Because when you lead with teaching, you're asking people to become students. You're positioning yourself as the expert with all the answers and them as the people who need to learn. This creates a barrier before you've even started. But watch what happens when you flip this around. Instead of starting with, here's how to improve your marketing, imagine starting with that moment when you check your analytics and realize absolutely nothing has changed despite weeks of consistent posting. Instead of 5 networking tips for introverts, try walking into a networking event where you don't know a single person and wondering if you can just hide in the bathroom until it's socially acceptable to leave. Can you feel the difference? The second approach makes people think, oh my goodness, that's exactly how I feel. You've created recognition before you've shared any information. Now they're invested in hearing what you have to say because you've shown you understand their world. So here's what I want you to try. Next time you create content, don't start with what you want to teach. Start with what your ideal client is experiencing right now, in this moment, that relates to what you help with. Get inside their head, not just into their shoes. What are they feeling? What are they worried about? What's keeping them up at night? What's the first thing they think about when they wake up in the morning? The second shift is understanding that specific content always outperforms generic content. And this can take a bit of getting used to. When you say business owners struggle with marketing, every business owner reading it thinks, yeah, I guess that's generally true. But when you say, if you're a service-based business owner who's been posting consistently for 3 months, but still feeling like you're having conversations with yourself, suddenly everyone in that situation thinks you're speaking directly to them. The more specific you get, the more people think, how do they know exactly what I'm going through? Getting this specific is what stops the scroll. Generic content gets skipped because it doesn't feel relevant to anyone's particular situation. Remember, it's better to have 100 people think your content was written specifically for them rather than 1,000 people think it might be generally useful one day. The third shift is moving from making statements to starting conversations. Most content ends with consumption. Someone reads your post, thinks that's interesting, and moves on. But content that gets noticed starts conversations with you, with themselves, with each other. The difference is really subtle, but really powerful. Instead of saying, consistency is crucial for marketing success, try, I'm curious, what's the longest you've gone without posting? And what happened to your business during that time? Instead of, planning is essential for business growth, ask, do you plan your business quarterly or monthly? In fact, I'm going to head into my Facebook group and ask that now. You're still sharing your perspective, but you're inviting response rather than delivering conclusions. This works really well because it makes people think about their own experience. They start answering the questions in their heads, which creates mental engagement. And when people are mentally engaged, they're much more likely to actually engage with your content. Plus, you're treating your audience members as intelligent collaborators rather than passive consumers. People respond much better to content that respects their experience and invites their input, just like when we're having real live conversations. The fourth shift is understanding that logic makes people think, but emotion makes people act. Content that gets ignored focuses purely on the rational side, the steps, the strategies, the frameworks. Content that gets noticed taps into how people feel about their situation. This doesn't mean being dramatic or manipulative. It means acknowledging the emotional reality behind the business challenges you're addressing. Marketing is about more than getting more customers. It's about the stress of lying awake, wondering where your next client will come from. Content creation is about more than simply sharing information. It's about the vulnerability of putting yourself out there and wondering whether anybody cares what you have to say. When you acknowledge the feeling behind the problem, people connect with your content on a completely different level. They don't just think this is useful information, they think this person actually understands what I'm going through. So many people think that creating engaging content is about being clever or creative all the time. But the most shared content on any platform has something completely different going on. And it's definitely not perfection. There are 3 layers to content that actually gets noticed. The surface layer is what grabs attention in those crucial first few seconds. This might be a question that makes them pause, a statement that challenges what they believe, or a scenario that perfectly matches their current situation. The value layer is what keeps them reading once you've got their attention. This is your insight, your advice, your solution. but it's presented in a way that feels personally relevant rather than generally educational. The connection layer is what makes them want more. This could be a question that invites response, a hint at additional resources, or simply content that feels like it's the beginning of a conversation rather than the end of one. Let's dig into how this works in practice. Surface layer. The thing that surprised me most about growing a business online. Value layer. Share a specific insight about business growth that challenges conventional wisdom. Connection layer. What surprised you most about your business journey so far? Or another example, surface layer. Why your best content gets ignored while your throwaway posts go viral. Value layer. Explain the psychology of attention and engagement. Connection layer. What's the most unexpected post you've ever had take off? Each layer serves a different purpose, but together they create content that doesn't only get consumed, it gets engaged with. Now, some specific techniques for that crucial surface layer, the part that stops the scroll. Questions that tap into immediate experience work incredibly well. What's the first thing you do when you sit down to create content? Or how do you feel 5 minutes before a networking event? Or what's the final thing you do just before you jump on a Zoom call? These make people stop and actually think about their answer. Scenarios that match their exact situation are powerful because they create instant recognition. You know that moment when you're about to post something, then you second guess yourself and save it to drafts instead? Or when you see a competitor's post getting loads of engagement and you wonder what you're doing wrong. Observations that challenge conventional thinking create curiosity. Things like, the most successful business owners I know post less frequently than you might expect. Or the content that gets the most engagement is rarely the content that took the longest to create. And personal revelations create connection. What I wish someone had told me before I started marketing online. Or the biggest mistake I made in my first year of business. The key is being immediately relevant to your ideal client's situation and mindset. Not where you think they should be, but where they actually are right now. So you really need to understand them. Go detective mode and find out what they care about. The response you'll get to your content also varies by platform because people's mindset is different depending on where they are. On LinkedIn, they're often thinking about professional challenges and growth. They want strategic insights or career development. Your attention grabbers might focus on business dilemmas, industry observations, or professional growth questions. That's not to say that your personal life does not have a place on LinkedIn, because nowadays it does. The key is to making it relevant to them and relatable. One of my most engaged posts on LinkedIn was a photograph of my desk shared on a Saturday morning and a caption that told them all about this huge to-do list I had to do that day. So of course, I had spent an hour and a half tidying my desk. That's completely relatable and also showed behind the scenes of me and my business. On Instagram, people want to see even more of the person behind the business. They're more open to personal stories and behind the scenes content. Your hooks might therefore be more personal, showing the reality of business ownership or the story behind your success. On Facebook, people want to feel connected to others who share their experience. Your attention grabbers might therefore focus on shared challenges or community questions. In email, people have specifically chosen to hear from you. They're expecting more intimate, detailed content, so you can be more direct and personal in your approach here. Now, before we finish, I want to address what stops content from connecting, because understanding these patterns will help you avoid them. The first thing is trying to be perfect instead of authentic. Perfect content often feels polished, but not personal. It demonstrates expertise, but doesn't create connection. People connect with real humans over flawless professionals. This doesn't mean being unprofessional or oversharing to the point where you're uncomfortable. It means letting your personality come through. It means being willing to share what you're learning, not simply what you've already mastered. It means acknowledging that nobody is perfect, that business is challenging, and that you're figuring things out too. The second thing is trying to fit everything into one piece of content. When you try to be comprehensive, you end up being boring. People's attention spans are limited and their curiosity is what will drive them to keep consuming your content. It's better to thoroughly explore one aspect and create curiosity about the rest than to superficially cover everything. Leave people wanting more rather than feeling like they've got everything they need. The third thing is creating content about what interests you rather than what serves your audience. Your interests and their needs might hopefully overlap, but they're not the same thing. So before you create anything, ask yourself, who specifically is this for? Am I being self-indulgent? Or does this actually help them with something they're dealing with right now? If you can't answer that clearly, the content probably won't connect. And the fourth thing is forgetting that attention is earned rather than given. People don't owe you their time or attention. They don't have to stop scrolling. You earn their attention by consistently creating content that genuinely adds value to their day. This means every single piece of content needs to justify the time someone spends on it. It needs to make them feel like this time has been well spent. Getting noticed is not about being louder or posting more. It's about understanding your audience so well that you can create content that feels like it was written specifically for them, in their exact situation, at the perfect moment. When you combine this understanding with everything else we've built, your consistent routine, your connected approach, your understanding of compound growth, your strategic batching system, that's when you create content that doesn't simply fill space on your content calendar. It builds your business. It starts attracting the right people, starting meaningful conversations, and guiding potential clients towards working with you. Instead of posting into what feels like an empty room, you're having more intimate conversations with exactly the people you want to serve. Imagine posting something next week and watching the comments flow in within minutes, your phone buzzing with notifications, people sharing it with their networks, people saying, "This is exactly what I needed to hear today." That's not luck. That's understanding how attention really works and creating content that connects so deeply with your ideal clients that they can't imagine working with anyone else. I'm here to give you hands-on support implementing these strategies alongside everything else we've covered at Marketing Mondays. Head to nikkihutchison.com/Mondays to join our community. But remember, these sessions are only free until the end of September, so don't hang about. Thanks for tuning in to From Overlooked to Fully Booked today. I'll be back again next Friday at 7 a.m. with more actionable marketing strategies. Until then, remember, your goal is not to impress other business owners or marketers with your content. The goal is to connect so deeply with your ideal clients that they can't imagine working with anyone else. For now, take care and keep marketing.